Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another edition of Mateo's Hoop Diary. We're catching up with more Denver Nuggets, and on the last show, this team was obliterated at home when the New York Knicks came to town last week in their worst loss of the season. Since then, Thanksgiving has passed. The Nuggets traveled to Utah for a relatively low-stakes match against the soft-tanking Jazz, which they handled. They only needed a few fourth-quarter minutes from Nikola Jokic late in this game, but they ran into problems on the second game of the trip at LA at the Crypt versus the Clippers. The story of that game is that the defense did not show up, and a monstrous triple-double from Nikola Jokic, the return of Aaron Gordon, and some good minutes from him were wasted. Now, early in this game, the offense didn't know what it was doing. Nikola Jokic had 15 of the team's 23 first-quarter points. He was doing it all. He was scoring on the floater, the putback, the jumper, on the cut. He was just a monster. But as the game went on, the defense was really an abomination. The outside protections in particular, giving up 46% accuracy on 18 makes to the opponent. The Nuggets were slow to track the transition sniper. They were poor to stop dribble penetration, especially, you know, when someone like James Harden kicked it to the corner on the screen roll. You know, NBA defenses have a habit of giving space off that area to bother the lane. And a lot of times, they pay for it, and that was something that happened to the Nuggets tonight. Also, they didn't set high enough pickup points multiple times on James Harden on the pull-up shots, and he was someone who didn't even have the greatest night shooting from the field, yet he still dissected the Nuggets' defense very efficiently on with the pass, 11 turnovers, excuse me, 11 dimes to 5 turnovers, which is a better than a 2 in assisted turnover ratio. Now, you look more on the problems with the outside protections. Denver Nuggets fouled 5 jump shooters, which is so disturbing, and at least 3 of those were the three-point shooters. You got to consider this. Most block shots, like 99%, that's not hyperbole, are going to happen at close range. So this insistence to leave your feet to block things outside only gets you in trouble, and that's precisely what happened tonight, and the Los Angeles Clippers were able to punish the Nuggets for that. Now, you look at what else was problematic. The Nuggets didn't make that many turnovers, excuse me, commit that many turnovers, 14, which is about league average or just below for the giveaway rate, yet they didn't show enough dog to stop the Clippers from scoring on those mistakes. The Clippers got over 21 points on those mistakes, and that's just that those on those sequences you really hurt yourself. The end of the third quarter really turned to the third quarter, because the Nuggets were outscored 19-7 to end the sequence, and in a close game on the road, when that happens, you're just breathing life into the opponent and making sure their crowd remains very vocal, you know, very enthusiastic to, you know, support the group, considering, you know, how they're playing. But the biggest problem from how I saw it on offense, now for the other side, is that the crew didn't generate enough free throw attempts.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, putting the opponent in foul trouble. And here's the kicker. They missed 9 free throws, which is kind of, you know, shocking for the Denver Nuggets. Now, this was a game that was decided by 4 points, which is a 2-possession ball game. And, you know, if you hit half of those free throws, you're very likely going to win this game. And I'm not someone that likes to put, you know, a loss or a win on one area. I'm not really trying to do that. But, like, my gosh, you know, 9 free throws really is a ton. Now, this is going to – it's already a wasted opportunity, but it's going to hurt later on down the line, more so at the end of the season when the teams are still jammed on top of each other in the Western Conference and a win or two losses decided how strong of an opponent you get early in the playoffs. Now, on our last show, when we were talking about how the Denver Nuggets could do seeing the Jazz, the Clippers, the Warriors, Cavaliers, and Wizards, I predicted they would go 3-2 in that stretch. I'm not wavering from that, but you know they did lose one of the matches that I anticipated them winning, which was this one against the Clippers. However, with the way Nikola Jokic is playing at such a historic level, averaging a triple-double, he ensures that his team has an opportunity late in the games, and really, that's as good as you really can ask for, because the team is, you know, underperformed in certain areas. Of course, you know, they need to get it together there, but as just, you know, an example of the type of stuff you're seeing from him, it's very reminiscent of, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1976. That was his first year with the Los Angeles Lakers, and he was the MVP of the NBA, and that team didn't make the playoffs, and that's probably very shocking to many, considering, you know, a lot of MVPs, you know, except for maybe, you know, that Russell Westbrook season in 2017 where they were the 6th seed, most of the serious winners are high seeds. I know not every year, but it's just, you know, the expectation, you know. With the way Nikola Jokic is playing right now, I don't know how you could consider anybody else. You know, it doesn't matter to me if, you know, just as an example, if the Nuggets win 38 games, he's playing so well that there isn't anybody who impacts the game like him. He's, I think, the best scorer in the NBA. He doesn't have, of course, the highest average per game in that department, but the way he can just easily get what he wants, and I believe he's the best scorer, and how he sets up his teammates. There's no one else in the NBA who makes their teammates as good as Jokic. So just as an example, if they won 38 games, he would still get my endorsement for the MVP. I'm not anticipating their regular season to be that disappointing, but just to highlight the type of stuff you're seeing from him, because, you know, for a long time, I used to say LeBron James was the best player I got to see live or in person. Nikola Jokic is approaching, you know, that territory, and actually, you know, scratch that. He's frankly in that conversation. And, you know, I never thought I would be saying that. But, you know, you're seeing a historic player in his prime right now. And, you know, he's going to keep powering the Denver Nuggets to quality performances and giving them a chance. So thank you guys for listening.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.